A word for you from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Well, starting at the end of that verse, we've been called because of His own glory and goodness. Don't pat yourself on the back too much and say, well, I'm glad I made the decision. I'm glad that I turned to God. It is humbling to recognize that it was through God's own glory, it was through His own divine power that we were called to Him. Acknowledge it. It will keep you humble, keep you at His feet. The beginning of this verse says, His divine power has given us everything we need. Too often, Christians complain that they are shortchanged. Well, they use different expressions. I'm just surviving. My head is just above water. I'm struggling. Yes, there are struggles in the Christian life. But it is also true, and this is the important priority verse, and that is that we have been given all that we need for a life of godliness. Well, you might be surprised at this and say, I need to achieve this, I need to struggle to get to it. But in fact, God speaks here in the past tense. It has been given. All that we need for life and godliness has been given. You see, at the cross, through the resurrection, through the ascension of our Lord Jesus, and through His intercession eternally for us, all that we need for life and godliness is already ours. Well, if of course you're clinging on to some pet sin, this will be a foreign language to you. You might understand it as head knowledge only, but it's not an intimately true and something that is so life-giving that it is so tangible to you because of some sin that you're holding on to. Remember that this will be dark for you, completely out of reach if you are still allowing some sin to conquer you. But here it says all that we need for life and for godliness has been given, and it's been given by His divine power. The Christians here are being reminded by Peter that it's not something that's floating in the air. It's not some piece of knowledge that they need to study hard enough to get to know. It has been given by His divine power. Yes, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we are able to live a life, enjoy our life on earth, and we are able to experience godliness through Him.